What's going on, everybody? Mike here with the VidBiz Podcast, and we're live. We are live. Live. It's Thursday, January 5th. I missed my theme song, but it's just too much. It's too much stuff to like program that in and then do like a video transition and all that stuff. So here we are. We're live. I believe we're live on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, maybe. Instagram now, and YouTube. So maybe you're joining live, watching. Maybe not. Probably not. But you can watch this later. Today. Again, I said it's, what is it? What is it? It's January 5th, 2023. It is the new year. It is a good time to be alive. It's a good time to be in business. It's a good time to, to be doing what I'm doing. Hopefully it's a good time to be doing what you're doing. I hope maybe 2023 is the year to do the thing that you really want to do. Just got off a pretty awesome interview with a fellow creative, Henry Rapp. He's an audio. I've been talking about this so much for the past few hours. You think I would know what he does, but it's he does professional audio and sound recordist on location for film and stuff like that, film video production, and he's very good at what he does. We've worked together before, and I will be releasing that episode next week, next Thursday. But in the meantime, I'm live here, and I am going to just be talking about some stuff that's on my heart and on my mind, and I'm excited. Again, it's the new year, and I hope you're excited for what you're doing or what you're going to be doing. Hopefully you've set some goals in your company, in your life. I know that I have. I've written down some pretty crazy goals. The crazy part comes in like when I'm talking like revenue goals and stuff like that, where it's like, whoa, if we hit that, I'll have a very good year, and it'll feel good. But that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal of why I do what I do every single day is to first and foremost be present and flexible with my family, with my kids, to try and not live the 9-to-5 grind. If my wife needs me for something, or needs me to pick up groceries, or needs me to be home for the afternoon, or be home for the morning, or be home for a whole day because a kid is sick, that is why I do what I do day in and day out. That's why I'm trying. That's why I'm doing the thing. It's why I'm growing this video agency called Carrot Film Company here in Worcester, Ohio. And I'm just excited for what it lies ahead. You know, that exuberance, that anticipation, that excitement that comes with the new year. What is going to happen? What's going to happen? I try not to be like a resolution type guy, but like I said, set some goals, and those are good things to do. But setting goals is not cool unless you're like following up, you're reminding yourself, you're looking back at the end of the year, and saying, okay, I hit those, I didn't hit those, and being realistic about, the amount of goals that you know, the amount of things that you think you can attain in a year or whatever the goal is. I will say that I executed on my revenue goal last year. That feels good. And we're up in the ante this year and seeing what happens. But we are going to talk about money. We're going to talk about pricing a little bit. And just the transparency of it all. Just some things that I've really been thinking about here in the first week of January, and just kind of as the economy is shifting and there's big companies out there that are laying off. So that's kind of what's on my heart and mind. But before I get into that, just wanted to remind you that it is tax season. And I don't have a sponsor, but I'm just saying this is just a reminder to, if you're doing business taxes of any sort, finding a good CPA, finding a good accountant is what you should be doing. They're, like I said, I don't have a sponsor, but the people that I use, it's an amazing company that really specializes well with video production, business owners and photography, business owners, and those people in the creative realm, is Core Group. And you can, like, I'm not getting anything from them. I just like to sing their praises, and, you should check them out. I have them do all my bookkeeping, as well as, you know, accounting and just meeting quarterly with my accountant, going over the things, tax projections and revenue, you know, getting caught up on everything and like, oh, we're doing good, we're doing bad. You're going to owe this much in taxes is a lifesaver. Yes, it's a monthly cost. Yes, it's 1,000% worth it. Yes, that's bad math because you can't, can you? Yeah, you can have 1,000% of something. But anyways, that's just my two cents that you should make sure. It's January 5th. It's a good time to start. Well, it's better late than never. Getting in on the taxes, getting all of your documents in order, getting somebody on board that wants to do it for you, that can do it for you in a timely manner, and that will do a good job. So, like I said, I don't have a sponsor, but the people that I use, Core Group, based out of Oklahoma, I believe, they are awesome, and you should hit them up. So, anyways, that was just on my mind because I was thinking, man, I used to freak out about taxes. Like, I can remember like the last 2 weeks of December every year for years. Those are supposed to be enjoyable times, like Christmas, and that my birthday is in that time. Those should be fun times, but I would not sleep because I would just be freaking out. Oh God, I'm going to owe like $30,000 in taxes. I'm going to owe so much money. I didn't do something right. I'm going to get audited. Then I'm going to go to prison and I'm going to get murdered in prison. No, I would just go down like this rabbit trail of despair and gloom. And so that's what I was thinking about today. I was like, man, I used to just like lose my mind, but there's an answer. There's a savior, and the savior is a certified public accountant. So I will speak no more of this, but do yourself a favor. Do that. Spend the money. Do it. All right. The end. So like I said, today I'm talking about transparency. That's transparency in a few different realms, but it always comes back to transparency. Especially when it comes to when we're talking about money, man, it's just, if you're a client of mine listening to this, or whatever type of relationship that we have, it all goes the same way. And that's why I put it out there for the public, so you can know my heart and my mind when it comes to just being transparent. And I hope this kind of gives you a glimpse of who I am and what I'm trying to be, not only as a person, but as a business owner, and just, you know, a well-rounded human being, and just being an open book, as far as these things are concerned. As we all know, the world is ebbing and flowing. The world is ebbing and flowing, and the economy is going up and down, roller coaster, inflation. That word has been thrown around quite a bit in the past few months, and so everyone, I've really just been thinking about, how I feel like I have something in my teeth. Sorry. And I'm live, so I can't like cut and edit this. I did it to myself, made my own bed. This is the second time today I've used that phrase. Anyways, what was I saying? Pricing. So what I've realized today, I've just been thinking and just kind of looking at 2023 is, and I posted something on LinkedIn today, especially as small business owners and entrepreneurs, we are terrified to talk about money to our clients for some whatever reason. I don't know. I don't understand it, but I'm guilty. It's hard. For some reason, we feel like we owe something, or there's a relationship that you build with your clients, and like a good like. But it is, we have to remember that it is a business transaction as well. We can become friends. We might already be friends with our clients, but when it comes down to it, that we are making a business transaction, and we can't be afraid, A, to talk about money, and B, to ultimately, when the time comes, know what our worth is. And I know I say this quite a bit, but to know what our worth is and to not be afraid to raise our prices. Now, this could be in any business. I'm obviously speaking solely from video content production world. But inflation is a real thing, and things are costing more and more and more. Groceries, our grocery bill has, don't quote me on this, you'll have to verify with my wife, but I'm 98% confident that it's at least doubled in the past 4 months, 5 months. I'm losing track of time. In the last half a year, it's our grocery bill has doubled. Now, I'm not paying myself a higher salary yet. Just because, but it is nice to be the person that is in control of that to a certain degree. But with a higher salary, paying myself a higher salary comes charging more money for maybe the same thing, that, or just kind of like increasing prices, because the world is showing us, like, you know, if I stay here and things keep going up, then I'm going to be making less and less money. And that's not what I'm in the business to do. I'm not in it to make less money than I already am making. I'm in the business to make more money. But it's not all just about money. But like that, people say that, like, it's not all about the money. It's not. It's not. I promise. It's not. But I have a family that I have to care for and provide for, and buy those really expensive groceries and pay for a mortgage. And so I have to make hard decisions, or what people perceive, or what I have perceived as a hard decision of, like, yeah, it's time to raise prices. So that's what I would encourage people to do. If you are in the production room, it could be any business. You could be a small business, just you and, you might be a storefront, and you might have a couple of employees, and you are, you're traffic based, like, how many people come in per day or whatever. You can't be afraid, because I mean, like, the grocery stores, I doubt they feel bad at all. Maybe they do. I don't want to speak for them, but I doubt they're like, oh man, we really just can't raise prices. But there's a supply and demand, and it's a chain reaction and cause and effect. And to a certain degree, we can put a stop to that. Like, no, we're going to stand firm. We're not going to change our prices. But the reality is like, if we do that for too long, then we're going to put ourselves out of business, because it's just unsustainable. And if you eventually get to a point where you can't afford to live, then it's not worth it anymore. So that is kind of something that I've been struggling with coming into 2023, is like, hey, we're going to be thinking about what this looks like for 2023 into 2024, what certain things look like cost wise and the like. So I just want to be an encouragement to other small business owners, creative agency owners, videographers, photographers, graphic designers, web developers. If you're doing your own thing, or if you're part of a small team, there's no shame in raising your prices. And you really need to, I was just talking to Henry this morning about, you know, audio stuff, but we were also talking about, like, you're just going to put yourself out of business. Like, somebody's going to do it. People are willing to pay, but you can't keep doing what you're doing and expect to thrive, I guess. You could just survive, you could just get by, but if you're in the game to thrive and to make a life that you're wanting to live, then that's just the reality. It's a hard reality. It's hard, and I'm not diminishing anything. It's not easy to make those decisions, those choices, to raise prices, to have conversations with clients, especially if there's like an intermittent, like, they use you last year for something and they come back to you this year and your prices have gone up 15% or whatever. That's a hard comment. Like, well, why did it cost this last year and now it's this much? Well, just reflecting what the world looks like, because I need to thrive. First I need to survive, and then I want to also thrive and live this life that I'm trying to create. We're so taboo about money and talking about money. And what I was getting to earlier was Henry was saying, the more we talk about money, the more comfortable it becomes, and the less taboo it is. And it's true. And so the one thing I've noticed, this is not necessarily pertaining to like owning a business, but if you're hiring people, this is really bugging me. So I have a friend. And this friend is very experienced in their field. They have a bachelor's degree in the field. They're very experienced. And they decided maybe it's time for... They've been working in the same kind of relatively the same field for 11, 12 years. And they were looking at maybe it's time to, you know, look at something else in the same realm, but not necessarily what they're doing now. So they found a job offering. They applied for said job. They got like a first interview. And never in that first interview was like income discussed or wages discussed. And and then, you know, you get through the first interview, and then like there's a second interview that's more of like a shadowing experience. Just kind of, you know, you have to kind of commit to this before you even really know how much you're going to be making if you do get the job offer. And I'm just, it's kind of baffling to me that companies are still doing this, like where it's like a smoke and mirror, like, ooh, it's a mystery, it's mysterious. We're not going to reveal like what the salary is or what, like, it doesn't make any sense to me. And that's where like transparency, when you're the employer, just why can't like, I understand that certain things are contingent based on experience. Like, well, if you have this degree and you have this much experience, you'll get paid more than someone who doesn't. But there can be a range. We can be posting jobs and say, you know, it'll be X, it'll be between this and this. They already have a budget. They know what they're wanting to spend. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'm processing it. I'm thinking, I don't understand why companies are still doing this, where they're playing this weird game where it's like, I don't know. They just want to be, they want to be mysterious about it until they want to offer you the job. And then they're like, oh, and by the way, it's this. And you're like, what? That's not even close to what I need to make. And then they wasted their time. They wasted their resources. You wasted your time. Let's just, it all comes back to the word transparency. Why can't we just be transparent and talk about these things and not make it so weird? I don't know. Anyways, I digress on that point. It's just we just need to be transparent in all aspects of in what we're doing. I'm just purely talking about vocationally, not even talking about personally, but vocationally, like I said, with pricing and how we're structuring ourselves. And then, you know, if we're employers ourselves and we're hiring people, getting those tough conversations out of the way. Hey, I know that you probably want to make more, blah, 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 blah. Do you want to work for this much money? Can you work for this much money? No? Okay, then we won't waste anybody's time. Cool. The end. Anyways, the other point that I feel like transparency is really pushing itself is, it coincides with those last two points, with like pricing and with like being an employer. If you're an agency or you're a production, or if you're a freelancer and you're wanting to hold back, or like if you're wanting to hold back like how much things are going to cost, don't. Just, what's the word? Be transparent. Just be transparent. Being upfront and honest at first with like, hey, you're telling me that you want this and this type of video. Well, we've done videos like that and they cost this much. Oh, you're not willing or able to spend that much money. We can do something different, or maybe we're not a good fit. We play this game where maybe like if we just do enough sales meetings or we sit there long enough, then by the time we get to the end, we'll have convinced them that this is something they need and they're going to spend money that they don't have. That's not what we're all about. That's not why we're in. We don't want to push people to do something that they're not prepared to do, willing or able to do. And so I'm just in a position like really encouraging people like you and me that are in this position of working with clients, we're talking about project prices, to just be open and transparent and upfront. First 10 minutes of if not the first, definitely the second conversation should be, okay, have you guys thought about budget? What do you think you're wanting to spend this year in marketing? What are you wanting to spend this year? If do you have a specific video or photography budget? Just getting down, because people have numbers. They have general ballpark numbers, at least, of like, oh, well, we know we're not going to go above this much, or whatever. So I really encourage, like, just let's just be transparent and open and honest about how much things are going to be, how much money we have to spend, how much things cost, and just keeping those conversations open and fluid and natural. They don't have to be awkward. I remember I used to, like, in when I was doing wedding sales, like wedding videography, I would go through like the whole spiel and be very mysterious about how much things cost. And then I would get to the end and be like, so they're like, I'll be like, so you have any questions? Well, I guess really the only question we have is like, how much, well, everything that we talked about, you know, the whole experience, like it's going to be this much money. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That is way out of our price range. Well, I'm glad I just spent an hour or 45 minutes rattling off all the reasons why you should hire me. When in reality, I could have just upfront been like, how much were you guys planning on spending? This is my starting price. Oh, that's completely out of your budget. Hey, no worries. We can't really go below that mark, but we have some other people that we highly recommend that are more in line with your budget. And it's okay to lose a sale because of that, because you're also helping out other entrepreneurs and freelancers that are doing their own thing. And you're helping out the couple, the client, by saying, we want you to succeed. We want you to be, to do well, to get the thing that you want for the price that you can afford. The end. The last thing that I want to kind of touch on about transparency is something that's kind of been bugging me for a little bit, but I just kind of had a conversation this morning and yesterday about this illusion that this isn't an attack on like marketing agencies, like that kind of say like we do it all. But for specialists like myself that has a specific video production business, and then specialists like my other friends that do own web development companies and graphic design companies, we've seen this trend, and it's not new, it's not a new trend, but it's just like something that I've kind of like that's kind of been like pushing my buttons lately, is this illusion, again, the smoke and mirrors of mostly like advertising agencies or marketing agencies, rightfully so, like wanting to be the middleman and just kind of being the catch-all of for clients of like, hey, we do web development and video production and graphic design and SEO and app development or whatever, and being the one stop shop for all of your marketing needs, which is fine. That's fine. But when we white label and sell those services and then hire companies like mine or, you know, my friends that are specialists, and then kind of flip the script and say like, this is who we are, like, and, you know, sometimes, you know, if you're going on location, wear our t-shirt or whatever. I have worked really hard to build a brand and an agency that specializes in video production and video content strategy to kind of be white labeled, to say like, to kind of pretend like I'm working for another company. And so I've kind of finally just decided, like, 2023 moving on, you know, I want to be a supporter of any and all specialists and people that are doing the work that we're doing. It's fun. It's fun to do it. But I want, you know, there's that term white label services or whatever. I don't even know if this is a term. I don't know if transparent label is a term, but I'm going to make it a term if it's not, because that's what I want. That's the strategy and the type of people and businesses that I want to work with. Because I, like I said, like I have a lot of clients that are always coming to me that not a, they come to me and they say, we need video. We want to do video. Do you also do website? No, I do have a history in web development. And I could easily say I do. And I could either build that website or B, I could hire a freelancer, white label it, tie it under my brand and say, Carrot does, we'll do your video production and we'll do your website. And if you need graphic design, we'll hire somebody on Fiverr or whatever. But that's not me. That's not who I want to be. That's, I've done that. I've been down that road and I don't, that's not who I am. So this is me being transparent with you, the listener, the viewer, and saying like, as Carrot, as in going into 2023 and beyond, we strive to be a transparent label, company, whether we are, you know, whether somebody's coming to us and saying, hey, we also need a website, we need graphic design. Great. My buddy over here, phenomenal web developer. My guy right here, phenomenal graphic designer. You hire each of our three companies separately, you're going to get amazing results. You're going to work with people that know exactly what they're doing. And there's no profit margins. This is, I feel like I'm kind of attacking, but just bear with me. Like, you're going to get exactly what you need and exactly what you want for a good price. And there's not going to, we're going to kind of cut out all the fluff, because I don't want to be the guy that's like, oh yeah, we do web development, we do graphic design, and then just kind of like paying those guys and like pretending like they work for me or whatever. I don't know. This might step on some toes. That's just where I'm at right now, because that's the year. 2023 is the year of transparency. It rhymes. 2023, the year of transparency. I'm gonna make a cup, a mug. I'm gonna get a T-shirt that says that. That's where I. In each of these kind of areas is I've really just been kind of mulling over, struggling. Okay, why do we struggle so much with our pricing and being transparent about it? Why do we struggle so much with clients and like we have to have this weird facade? I understand etiquette, business etiquette, and things like that, but we sometimes almost put on this weird facade of like, oh, I don't know. You know what I mean. Like that needs to stop. And then the other side is like us pretending to be something that we're not. Carrot, I'm speaking just for myself. Carrot Film is Carrot Film. And we will only do film. We do photography. That can be tied in. It's a visual element. I've been doing photography for years. That's something that I can contribute. I can bring in other photographer friends. It's like, I'm not going to be like, yeah, these photographers work for me. Like, it's like, this is my friend, Abby. She's a phenomenal photographer. She's going to be doing the work. She's great. I don't necessarily like work with her. If you want to do this, work with me. If you want to do this, work with my buddy Brandon, if you want a logo, graphic design of any sort, branding, you know, that's what I want Carrot to be. That's who I want to be as a business owner. I'm tired of playing the game, the smoke in the mirrors, the man behind the curtain. We just need to be transparent about who we are, who we are as a business, who we are as people, and just who we want to be to other people. Do we want to, like, people know, people aren't stupid. Like, why don't we just cut out the BS and just be transparent and honest and open? And I think things will go a lot better. What do you think? Send me your thoughts, mike@carrotfilmco.com. Maybe I'm totally off my rocker. That's fine. I'm okay with that. that's just where my head is at right now. That's the danger of being a podcast host and putting it out there and putting it out there live, because it's out there and people have heard it by now, and that's okay. I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm trying to be transparent. My wife might think differently or shake her head more, but that's just what it is. But that's just who, like, I'm just trying to be me, trying to be transparent. If you're a client, if you're a listener, like, that's just like in, you know what I mean? If you're like another photographer or video production owner, if you're just finding this podcast randomly, this is, I'm just want to be the most authentic and transparent that I can possibly be. That's where I think we need to start. We need to start in those conversations between client and vendor, agency and vendor, agency, client, whatever the relationship is. We just need to be like, yeah, pricing, this is blah, 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 blah. This is happening. The economy is changing. The pricing is changing. We need to be open about, like, how much things cost and the process of everything. Not hiding things like that. And then we need to be, I feel like, as entrepreneurs and business owners, we just need to be transparent about, like, what we do and what we stand for and who we are, the services that we offer and the services that we don't offer, and be okay with that. And it's okay to lose a sale. It's okay to lose the sale. If you're going to be sacrificing something just to get a little bit more money or to get somebody more on your side, because it would make sense to me. Like, if a client came to me and was like, hey, we need a website too. Great. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Yeah. But that's just not who I want to be. It's also a giant headache, because there's that middleman, the middleman, like, the client comes to me like, oh, the website. And then I just have to convey all that to that person that actually is doing the work. I understand that's how businesses work, but I think things are evolving. I think things are changing, and we're just going to get used to, like, let's just work with the specialist that works in that area, that knows exactly what they're doing. The same is in production. Like I said, I was talking to Henry Rapp this morning, and just in that world, when you're on bigger productions, every single person does a specific task and is responsible for just their area. And no one's asking the audio guy, like, hey, can you also, like, pull focus? And, like, no, I'm here to record audio. And that's how we need to be as business owners and freelancers. It's no Carrot and me, myself, Mike, we only do video production for corporate commercial applications. And then, yeah, we have amazing people in our corner that we're good friends with, that do astounding web development and astounding animation and astounding graphic design. You should just use them and go directly to them, so there's no loss of communication or mix-up. Anyways, I am ending this podcast. We're 39 minutes in. I like to keep these relatively short, so we're at the almost 40-minute mark. Thank you for listening. Remember that 2023 is the year of transparency, and we're gonna get down to being open, being honest. And like I said, next week, special treat, second guest ever on the VidBiz podcast is Henry Rapp, audio recording extraordinaire. Really, really good at what he does. And I think you'll enjoy that. So, without further ado, have a great 2023. If you haven't written your goals down, do that. And then follow up in a couple months after that, and just revisit and make sure you're on track. And until then, until next week, have a great week and good luck with the taxes. Peace. Switch it up now.